That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
I'm a bloody legend of fantasy football. End of the bloody trouser, he go. What do you reckon, Sean?
Agree, Jock.
What keeps the planet spinning? What keeps the bloody fantasy football planet spinning, he go?
Gravitational equilibrium.
It's a funky bloody tune. How are you today? Welcome to the bloody podcast.
Ah, we come so bloody far to give up
what we are. Bloody Dangerfield went down, you bastard. We have come too far.
Bloody Lance, bloody Franklin.
Yeah.
I stay up all night to
get stoned. What stoned means, you go?
It's when somebody throws a rock. In biblical terms, it was usually afforded to those breaking a tribal rule.
That's bloody brilliant. Well, I stay up all night to see me bloody Supercoach score. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm just bloody ropeable. But we've come too bloody far
to
turn
to get lucky.
We stay all night to get lucky. This is pretty bloody cool.
Yes, Jock, you make your own luck. And here at the community, we are staying up late to make our own luck.
Absolutely. And how are you today, Higo?
Very well, Jock. Great to be back and great to finally have Crouching back with us here in the studio.
Yes, g'day, Crouching. Mate, you got lost out in the Yu Yangs National Park last week. Great to have you here. Great to have Higo. Wasn't the same last week. It was quiet in here. I was here with that bloody knob jockey. What's his name?
Blackston bloody Hick. I hear that flog.
I'm right here, Jock.
Sorry, Braxo. Look, it just wasn't the same without you boys, and it's great to have you back in the studio. Please explain to the community what happened, Crouching. We need to know that you're just well.
Okay, you see movie Blockback Mountain? This Wonderful. Same like me, Harry. We up on Yu Yang Mountain looking after sheep from coyote. And Harry or Sammy, I think sheep look after themselves tonight.
Right.
Before
right.
I know it, he try break my friggin' back. I fly kick his ass.
Righto. But look, the main thing is it's great to have you boys back here in the studio this week. We've got 3 rounds left before Supercoach and Dream Team finals, gentlemen.
Significant stage in the season, Jock. Mm. And a time for some wisdoms.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I suggest we start by talking about Patrick Dangerfield.
Danger!
Buggered shoulder, huge news, danger, high voltage situation, isn't it, boys?
This song gets me up and about, Mr. John.
Yeah, well, let's just say that young Urell lost her virginity to this song.
Oh.
70 points, shoulder is buggered. Can't believe they played such precious cargo for so long. They should have ripped him straight off. Be very surprised if we see him in the next couple of weeks, gentlemen.
Agreed,
what are your thoughts,
Jock.
Re Patrick Dangerfield?
Given the outstanding form of Barry Mitchell's son, Nathan Hovatt, must be tempting to hold.
Yeah, well, especially plenty of us out there, of course, are very low on trade. Have to look for the injury report, which will come out. But shoulders, gee, even if he's back, shoulder will restrict him for the rest of the season. And a man that goes in so hard, throws his body on the line with a crook shoulder, I think that's going to affect him for the rest of the season. If I still had 7, you know, trades left, I'd be looking to swap him.
Jock.
I feel this will affect his output for the rest of the season. I'm certain of it.
He will encounter the Doggies and Melbourne in your finals. He is a match winner, Jock. I am saying keep him on the bench.
Well, it depends, of course. Let's have a look at the injury report that comes out. I'd be comfortable swapping him, though. The way I saw that shoulder, I think he's done something pretty serious to that shoulder. And with his price, he only lost $8,000. So it's not like he's taken a hell of a hit. He'll still be $620,000. So you'll have the luxury of going to whoever you want. And not all of us have all of Swan, Ablett, Pendlebury. I'd see this as an opportunity to try and snag one of those boys.
You not have Swan, Ablett, Pendlebury. You're not bloody serious. You may need to get Joel Selde Woodman too. He gone.
133, Jolly Selwood, of course. We expected him to come out and smack the Demons. But now he's come out. Last 4 weeks, He's had three scores of above 130, now averaging 110 for the season, and suddenly at 540,000 must still be seen as one of the number one priority trade-ins for those who don't have him, boys.
Interesting point of difference, Jock, in Dane Beams. 25 possessions, only scored the 88. Yeah. His price will dip. Thoughts re-Beams, please.
Too expensive, of course, to consider for this week, but definitely one to look at as we come towards finals. He had 25 posies, as you say, went with Rory Sloane, thought that was a great first-up effort. I really think that this kid will be top-shelf premium for many, many years to come. It's just a matter of when that price will drop and whether it will drop enough for you to consider him for Supercoach finals.
Jock, that's Wayno's call, mate.
Jachi Wayno, how are you, mate?
Ah, welcome, Wayno. How are you?
Oh, Crouchy. Oh, thank God you're back. Hang on a minute. Dad, Crouchy's back.
I go bloody... I go camping trip with Harry O.
Oh, is that what you did? Dad said thanks Christ for that. Thanks Christ, you're all right. You went out with Harry O'Brien's.
Yes, I found him in Yuyang.
I looked after some sheep for a while there, Wayno. Look, Wayno, have you had your eye on the Supercoach in the Dream Team this weekend, old chap?
I tell you what, I'm not bloody happy, Uncle Jock. I talked up bloody Turlitz last week. He is bloody rubbish.
Is it time to cash in the Melbourne cow?
He said he can piss me off, so I'm cashing him in. I'm going to change him for Piers Shambly, I reckon.
Oh, welcome. Turlitz get bloody 27. This is not good.
His price still stays about 430 grand, so at least we haven't lost any money off him, hey, Wayno?
That's true. Well, I better get into my hot tip, fellas, I'm a busy fella.
Because it's Wayno's hot tip. It's dynamite. Wayno's hot tip. Oh, he'll get it right. Wayno's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds Show. Wayno's hot tip. I'm ready to explode.
Thank you, Wayno. Now, fellas, some people might be a bit strapped for cash and maybe, or probably got a lot of primos in their midfield. The people probably haven't noticed this one because he looks different out there too. He's wearing a helmet and stuff.
You're saying me this way, no?
He's a proven premium. Mark Murphy, what do you fellas reckon?
Murphy, the helmeted one, Wayno. You like the look of his price, mate?
He's gone down heaps, Uncle Doc. And like I said, he's a proven premium. The only way is up.
Well, I was there at Eddie Hat on the weekend, and in the flesh, he actually looked like he was lively and he was coming back into form. He only came out with 75, Wayno. Tend to agree that, I think he will return to top to form. I'm not sure whether he'll come home averaging, your 110s for the rest of the season.
You have bloody swollen blue helmet, same like Jock.
I think I know what you mean there.
Fair shake of the slips, Corden Crouch. He's 215 grand cheaper these days, Mark Murphy. And if you look back at his last 4 years, Wayno, I suppose, averages of 113, 112, 118, 113. Even though he's only averaged 91 this season, he's had the captaincy weighing on his shoulders. He's copped a knock in the noggin. But surely he must come home, averaging more than that 91, mate. I think that's not a bad selection.
Wayno.
For those, for a bit of a point of difference.
Who would you be considering trading out for Murphy?
That's a pretty hard one.
It is the key question, Wayno, because if it is Barry Mitchell's son, I would think that is foolish. If you are still holding on to Joe Watson, then it is relevant, making cash. If it is anyone else, I would think your trade is foolish, given that Murphy has come off a 75 and 54 in a fickle team. So perhaps those holding on to Watson that need cash, or perhaps those with a Dangerfield with many trades, perhaps it is an option. Other than that, I do not agree, mate.
Like, Carlton are really going to bring it home, I reckon, just to sneak into the eight, and I reckon he's got to play captain's games, and he's got to do it, I reckon. I'm just bringing him up for people who probably strapped for cash.
Oh, say, Wayno, looking at this trade in isolation, 385 grand for Mark Murphy any day of the bloody week, helmeted or not, 75 this week or not, Captain or not, is a bloody good trade, mate. Now, your trade of the week has been sensational, son, and this is another pearler for those who are a bit, either a bit tight in ass, or who are a bit strapped for cash.
Another little point of difference, maybe. Someone who's probably played pretty good the last few weeks is Tom Liberatore. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, he came out like a bull out of a gate early on, didn't he? And he's just over the last 3 weeks or so come out with some big scores. He had 163 a couple of weeks back. 74 last week, now 126. But 540 grand.
Big spend, Jock. A very big spend.
If I had 540 grand, I'd be looking elsewhere. But look, if I had Tom Liberatore, was stuck with him after that early big influx of scores, I'd be happy to sit him there for the rest of the season. No bloody worries.
I traded him out last week for Stevie J, so I'm pretty happy because I really wanted to get Stevie J in just for that mid forward in my midfield. But
well, I think long term, mate, long term, that will prove to be a very solid trade, I would suspect.
You stand bloody Tom Liberatore next to Nathan Fyfe. Fyfe costs 100 cheaper. Yes. This makes no sense.
Of course, being a multicultural round, you are tapping into the Italian community listeners. Valid, Wayno. Yeah. And Jock is a man of many cultures.
I'm a big fan of all the meats of every cultural stew, and as far as I'm concerned, if you've got 2 feet, if you've got a bloody heartbeat, and you love Supercoach and Dream Team, you're a bloody friend of mine, and Wayno, you're a great friend of the community, mate. Thanks for the fantastic selection, son, and we hope you have a fantastic week of fantasy football.
Crouchy Tiger sounds like he's still a bit grumpy after that.
He is very grumpy.
Maybe he needs to go have another holiday with Harry Owen and talk about the Dalai Lama or something like that. Carries on a bit like a pork chop, because on Twitter I saw he said there's only three things you can hide: the sun, the moon, and the truth, he said. And I said, but what about if it's cloudy? You can't see the sun or the moon then, can you?
Excellent logic, Wayno. There is no surprise to me that you are in the enhancement special ed group at your school. Well done, Wayno.
Sorry, fellas, I'll probably waffled on for a fair bit. I'll see you next week, alright?
No, you're right, mate. We'll see you next week. Good
Welcome,
on you,
Wayno.
You're driving a man to flame and drink.
There are many temptations dangled in front of the nose of the fantasy footballer at this time of year. There is an unprecedented feast of sporting pursuits on the television of an evening. Of course, we've just had the Wimbledon. We've got the Frogs going round in the Tour of France. We've also got the Ashes cricket. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a lover of sports, but plenty of people are coming to me and telling me, give me your 37 years of experience and do me team. I'm too busy watching the bike races. And I say to them, are you enjoying your bike races, are you? Well, you're liking watching the Ashes test. What about your fantasy bloody football? How many times do I have to say to people out there in your community, and here go, I see you cowering away in the corner. Come back up, son.
Okay,
get back up.
Your thoughts, Ashton Agar?
I've never been to the Ashton Circus, and I don't know what you're talking about because I've been studying.
Excellent, Jock.
I've been studying 24/7. Some could say I've tweeted a bit about the Ashes and all that sort of thing, but it's while I'm studying for me fantasy football. And if you're out there and if you've got your head in your hands saying, oh, gee, things are hard. Oh, when's Charlie Dixon coming back? I say to you, first, are you concentrating on his fantasy football number one in your life? Because if it isn't, you need to do some serious bloody reshuffling, and I'm Jock Reynolds.
Oh, you're inspirational, man.
Gosh, I am. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Oh, you say me this.
Yeah.
How many bloody trades you have, your bloody beast, or did you eat them like the chicken carcass I see on floor?
We've got 5 trades left, Critch. How many you got in the back pocket, mate?
I have 6.
You got 6?
Gentlemen.
What do you got here?
I have 2.
2? Geez, you've 2. Been aggressive this year.
Yes, Jock, it is my strategy, and with the Danger Man posing a serious conundrum for Mathematic FC.
Let's go over to Jonathan Briscoe on the Facebook page. He said, more trades than ever at the start of this season, Jock, but less trades than ever remaining as we head into the finals. Michael Huntley also, what's he say up there? What's he say?
I bloody hear him say shit like, need more trades, lol.
What's lol?
Any man who say lol, shit me, Mr. Jock.
The main point is, you know, we've been given 30 trades in Supercoach this year.
Lol, same. Has like it? Bloody tuck in football sock into triacetate tracksuit pants. Not cool anymore. Lol, shit me. Lol, make me angry.
Mind on their job, mate. Mind on their job.
Hey, Michael Huntley, come my gym. I kick your ass.
Screeching.
Lol.
Hey, I'll put you all the way back to the bloody Yuyang's National Forest, son. Now, be calm. Higo, got a question for you here.
There's
these extra trades we've been given.
You come up.
Has it
Yuyang
made
with sore bottom.
Crouch. Has being given extra trades made us complacent? Peter Higginbotham, have we just been thinking, oh, we got 30 trades, bang, trade, 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 and we're finding it hard to turn off the trade tap?
Excellent, Jock. The dopamine fix.
Don't you call me that name you just called me in this bloody studio. You two need some serious discipline this week.
Dopamine is the body's reward chemical, Jock, and very much associated with hitting the trade button. This year, given the increase in trades, basically everybody is running at full premium with more than enough trades to make a few errors along the way and still end up with full premium. I feel the 24 trades was ideal and ensures players must be more regimented in their trading.
We want 24 trades back. 30 trades is too many. Are we in agreement here, gentlemen, in the studio tonight? I'd love to hear what the community has to say. In the comments below the podcast, how many trades do you reckon makes the ideal amount of trades for the Supercoach season?
Yes, I think 24 good, but you like lolling lockout?
No, I don't like lolling because you just said it's not cool.
Bloody lolling lockout.
You're saying it's funny. You think the rolling lockout's funny, mate?
I say lolling lockout. Bloody good.
Oh, rolling lockout. No, I don't like it, mate.
You're flicking deaf, you're
dead. No, no, you bloody telling me. You're talking about lols, and then you come and say lolling
you
lockout.
You won't say lol? I fly kick you, you say lol. I say lolling lockout.
What do you
I
reckon
say
about
lol?
The rolling lockout crouching one? You like it or not?
Ah, welcome, but sometimes not good. Sometimes I get on drink and forget to check my bloody
end
team.
End up in the bloody Yuyangs.
Jock.
Yes, mate.
You did mention Ryan Griffin as a fool's gold, mate. A 75 this weekend. A genius.
Yeah, look, congratulations to you, Ryan. You've had a fantastic season. But as I've said, expecting you to drop off, and you have, mate. You've lost 22 grand this week. You've come out and scored a 75, which isn't embarrassing, mate. But it's to be expected. It's what you do, mate. 27 touches, just 50% disposal effectiveness. A lot of people jumped on you this week, son, and you've let them down so you can get stuffed. However, congratulations on a fantastic season. Did you boys see the game of the boat boy for Port Adelaide this week?
Oh, 100 bloody 38.
Yeah, he's cranked out a few big ones now this year. And as you say, Crouching, you're loving Port Adelaide, seeing them as finals contenders.
Yes, welcome.
As probably the premier midfielder in a Port Adelaide outfit, which we need to take seriously now, is there some sort of merit to consider Travis Boak? I know Mick the Mad Irishman, I think he might have Boak in there in his midfield as a point of difference.
Mick always had Boak as a cheap option to be upgraded, and I very much agree. Given that a Selwood at 540 is only a 30k spend more than Boak, foolish to be entertaining Boak at this stage of the year.
Must agree with you, mate. Must agree with you, Crouching. There's a young kid down Richmond Way who's played two games in the midfield now, and he's a cheapie. What do you think of the kid?
You must say me Matthew Arnott.
The biscuit.
For some people wanting downgrade, wanting run risk, maybe have danger, maybe still have their job, Watson.
Yeah.
Maybe you trade down to make cash. But Matthew Arnott, he not good job security.
No.
Not good job
security. Don't reckon he's going to get too many coming
home. He classic maybe 50-60 type player when play.
They played him. Well, they played him around 14, then he got dropped. He's back in for another. Is he just plugging holes, mate?
Welcome. He kicked a couple lucky goals. Only scored 66.
Yeah, absolutely.
I won't say this, man.
Yeah.
Bloody Jack Watt.
An embarrassment to those who stick up for him over many, many years.
Interesting, Jock, that the Watt is
bloody hell, Jack.
A measure of power and overtook from the standard horsepower definition.
He's like a draft horse himself, he.
He's not horse. He scored like little pony. He not even make break even. He scored 26.
Break even was 32, and people, you know, some people who are struggling out there in the community, who are trying to warm their hands by some sort of fire in a time of need in fantasy football, thought, I'll try Jack Watts. And he delivers a bloody 26. 10 possessions. Rubbish.
Interesting, Jock. He's a defender forward swing, and one other defender forward swing, quite the opposite, in Staker, becoming somewhat of a keeper for mine. Scored 111 off 110 last week, fulfilling a more forward role, still priced at the affordable 371. Interesting pick.
Looking at their run home, you'd be foolish to just think anything other than to keep him in there. If he's not your D7, he's your D6. Melbourne, Port Adelaide, St Kilda, Richmond, GWS, Bulldogs and Geelong for the rest of the year. So if you've had Staker from day dot, you'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you, boys?
Clear, what happened to Blaze Gibb? You say me this.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
59, 69.
Yeah. There wouldn't be many out there looking to offload him, of course, would there?
No, Jock.
The trades, break even of 179. If you haven't got him, you could look for him in a couple of weeks.
He is the a dead rubber type player, Jock, given almost all teams will have him.
Yep.
Interesting question coming off the Facebook, mate. Lockie Davison, a premium defender to get other than the obvious ones. Interesting question.
Yeah, it's a good
question. I would like to propose a Jack Grimes, Jock.
Jack Grimes, very interesting. He
injury riddled, came out with a 92.
He missed a big chunk in the middle of the season, didn't he?
Yes, priced at 385, but prior to injury, posted some good 120 scores.
Yeah, round one, 122, then round four, 120. Injury's always a problem with Jackie Grimes from the Melbourne Football Club down I back, but gee whiz,
This shit call Higo.
Not happy, Chris.
You want solid defender, you get bloody Corey Enright. He have his rest week, he come back fresh, he plays 470. He very bloody consistent.
Consistent
player.
As all buggery.
Always score 100.
Have a look at his scores for the season. And look, first of all, are we confident that he's just had a rest and he just hasn't had a niggle?
Welcome. He very durable player.
Yeah. 470 grand, that's a tick. That's very good value for money for someone this consistent. Now, even though he has averaged 93 this season, have a look at his scoring all through the season. Just consistent. I reckon that standard derivation would just be a flat line, Higo.
Yes, agreed, Jock.
85, 87, 81, 76, in 88, 113, 100, 84, 102, 97, 87, 100, 83, 116.
Excellent, Jock.
That's just a flat line of beautiful consistency in a year where defence can get stuck. Seriously. Yes, it's been a shocker.
As the Geelong machine nears the finals, expect even a 100-plus average. Those still running with a Floston. Time to go, mate. 329, bled another 30,000. Time to go.
Are we in agreement, as the figureheads of the community with both Floston and Dean Turlich, that given the trades in the kick, could it be the time to get rid of these kids?
Okay, Mr. Jock.
Turlich, even though he's just had one, because Turlich before this week had 107 and 119. Do we forgive him a score of 27 on a shocking day down at the Cattery?
You need to get rid of Turlich.
Agree, get rid of him.
I think you need to piss Halley Taylor.
Yeah.
This gun. And remember, Talent McKenzie, still bloody good score.
Yeah, he's still steady.
Bit pricey. Too much.
The other thing with the Turlicker, of course, that 27 he scored this week will stay in his equation for 3 weeks to come. So if he comes out with a shocker next week, suddenly you'll be thinking, oh, gee whiz,
yes,
I'm in trouble,
Jock,
here.
Lockie's original question was regarding premiums.
Yeah, I've got one.
I don't rate McKenzie or Taylor as premiums. One random, not obvious premium defender must be Nick Malcheski, Jock.
30 touches, 26 of those by foot over the weekend.
Oh, 147.
Yeah, but before everyone gets their knickers soiled, you know, before anyone cries Milky White tears of joy over this boy. They were playing GWS and he was just running off Tommy Bust.
The bug with the exoskeleton, Jock, and the perhaps soft, immature inners.
Do we rate Mel Kaczeski as a selection at $480,000, gentlemen?
Just be aware of Sydney's finals run for your team. Collingwood, St Kilda, Geelong and Hawthorn. Perhaps that is a good thing. Perhaps not.
Yeah.
I'm Peter Higginbotham.
And I'm Rapture in this studio, you magnificent bastard of a man.
Thank you, Jock.
Pierce Hanley, did you see the goals he snaffled late in the game for the Brisbane Lions?
Oh, he gone. Bloody many men jump on Gary Gibbetson. Gary Gibbetson. He deliver again. He bloody deliver again.
He does. He did deliver again.
Nearly 500,000.
What did he score? 110.
He's solid pick. Welcome.
Of course, Freo worry me and Ross the Boss worries me. Sort of flaunces out of the coaching box and tells you his structures.
He flaunces.
Haven't you seen him? He looks like...
Define flaunces.
You just sort of walk as if you're, you know, going down the catwalk carrying a handbag. That's how he flaunces, mate.
You mean...
You're supposed to be a conveyancer of the English language, Higo.
Flaunces.
He flaunces.
Not sure I am
and
aware of
tell
that
you,
one.
Oh, yes, Duff Gardens, I've had Duffield, Clancy Pierce, and he just plays with your plums.
A flaunt and a waltz. I think you're combining two words there, Jock.
Yeah, I can, mate, because I'm a wordsmith. I'm a lover of the English words and the language.
This sounds
like
a dual position word. You're bloody genius.
Absolutely. Firstly, I just want to go back and say, Pierce Hanley over Mel Kaczeski, almost 50 grand cheaper. Heaps more upside. Brisbane Lions run home. I'm very happy with Pierce Hanley as a defence selection. What about you boys?
Oh, welcome. Pierce Hanley still bloody cheap. You get him in your sight. I think Pierce Hanley good. Jack Climb cheap for risky. Gallic Iberson, welcome.
There you go, Lockie. Look, I know we talked about some of the popular ones, but I think, you know, Corey Enright, Jack Grimes, Nick Melcheski, these are boys who will come on the radar this week. What about Charlie Dixon and David Whittle? G'day, David, on Facebook. Has put something interesting forward, and I have been hearing this as a rumour. Is Charlie Dixon dead? There are unconfirmed reports coming around that Guy McKenna has been driving Charlie Dixon around weekend at Bernie style. Is Charlie Dixon dead? Or 1 week away like he has been 10 weeks running now.
I see.
And people have been saying he's been very quiet and pale down the club.
I see string from commentators coming. Yes. Make him go up, him go down.
Yes.
He get very hard tag man that. Maybe this because he dead.
Hasn't said a word for 6 months. Looking paler by the week. I heard his ear dropped off last week. Just while Guy McKenna had his arm over him walking around the boundary line. Charlie Dixon has been a weekend at Bernie.
A ridiculous conversation, Jock. I suggest we move on. I have...
Do you consider him, considering he could have passed away? Could be a real point of difference. A cadaver come to real... He'd take a good defender. Yeah.
I would not consider trading in a deceased player, Jock. Now, to a more more pressing issue.
Yes.
Cue the serious music, Jock. I am proposing that...
No, I've been there, done that, Hig, and I'm not going down the oil again.
Jock, I propose that Tom Nichols could run as your R2, Jock.
Wow.
Trading out the likes of... McAvoy.
Wow, good.
Making the cash. Dean Cox is trailing off. And running the risk of Tom Nichols as your R2 and cashing up elsewhere.
Gee whiz.
Please discuss.
Well, look, he's averaged 101 now from his 6 games. 25 hitouts, 18 touches, 5 tackles. His break-even's negative 30. How about this, Higo? I'm proposing. I've got Sammy Rowe down forward. I'm going to swing him into me rucks as backup. Swing Nick Natanui down forward to fill a forward position. Do the old do-si-do and chuck Tommy Nichols on as my R2 with Sam Rowe's backup, mate.
Excellent, Jock.
What do we think?
This bloody smart, Mr. Jock.
I'm not just an incredibly attractive middle-aged man, am I?
So you not have to make trade.
No.
Sandy Balls. Sandy Balls, 78 points. Sandy Ball have black even 200 bloody 42 million.
Yeah.
You say me this, Sandy Balls.
Well, Sandy Balls could become someone, a very special selection just on the eve of finals because, of course, Freo, Round 20 GWS, first round of Supercage finals. Bring in Sandy Lands just before that point and he could really win you a flag later on. Wait for that price to drop around 500 grand and just snaffle him, I'd say.
Okay, you talk me forward, lad. I have big problem. I have big bloody Cambridge Tom stink up forward line.
Jared Roughead's probably one that you have to have. I know he's got that ruck eligibility as well. He's averaging 103 now. 5 goals, just 12 possessions. Seems to love it when Buddy Franklin's out, but even when Buddy has been in, he's been, you know, good enough. So Roughead needs to be an option up forward. How do we see Pavlich? Can we see him being top shelf again by the end of the season?
Yes, Jock. Might even get his break even this week. Priced at 481 would be a very interesting point of difference for those with trades.
Now, did you see Stevie J drop the old knee in? And we've got a Graham Price off Facebook who's asking, how Stevie J go at the match review panel? Do you think he's going to get some weeks this week?
I think he might get one, Jock. A terrible record. Dangerous.
Yeah, I dangerous. Reckon he'll get off. I hope he gets off because
I hope
that
he
match
gets off.
Review panel ripped him off already once this year. He shouldn't have been out for those weeks he got. So if it, look, Embley got a week and Embley's knee was 10 times worse than what Stevie J did over the weekend. I'm hoping he gets off.
I do too,
because he's been hardly done by.
He will put a donut in my side if he doesn't.
Either way, if he's in, is he one of these players you have to get in? I think he is. He's averaged up around 120 for the season and doesn't look like holding off. 38 possessions. What's his run home looking like?
Port, West Coast, Sydney and Brisbane in your finals, Jock.
Righto, well, time's slipping away, gentlemen. So let's wind it up. Let's get old Braxton in. Come here, Braxton. I know you're gagging to get on. How are you, mate? I'm very well, thank you, Jock. Thanks for having me on. And we've had some legends out there, Braxton, donating over the last couple of weeks that we just want to have a quick thanks to.
Outstanding donations. Braxton, yes. Name names, mate.
Very appreciative to these people over the last couple of weeks. Ozzie Teron, Jason James, Richard Stone, Michael Golden, Sean Reynolds. No relation, Jock?
No, but I like the kid. Thank you very much, Sean. Much appreciated.
David Ruddock, Dancing David, as people like to call him, Craig Hawkins, Cara Shanahan, Benjamin Starchenko, and David Westaway. We thank you very much for your donations.
Oh, how you use this money, Braxton, or you'll piss it up on against the wall.
Oh, no, far from. Couldn't be further from the truth, mate. Going towards some exciting initiatives for the 2014 Jock Reynolds season. We had a briefing earlier today, didn't we, gentlemen? And we flagged some ideas. And it's pretty fair to say that 2014 will be the biggest bloody season for the Jock Reynolds community by a long shot.
Agreed. Thank you very much for the cash injection, which is going straight towards these exciting proposals.
Yeah, there'll be merchandising. There'll be significant improvements to different facets of the community, all geared around providing the best fantasy football service in the business. But we thank you to our supporters out there who have coughed up their hard earned. God knows I know how hard it is out there, you know, trying to make a crust.
Yes, I see your bloody Mercedes-Benz park out front of Bangalore, asshole.
It's a 2012 model, crouching. Everyone's doing it tough, mate. No, it's not just the honest cobber on the street out there. All of us are doing it a bit tough, so we really appreciate. And we're looking to upgrade, of course, the Commodore 64 server network as well, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, thanks, Braxton. You can bugger off now. But look, thank you for all those of you who are donating out there. Here you go. Thank you very much again, mate. Great to have you back in the studio this week.
Great to be back. Thank you, Jock.
And Crouching One, great to have you back. The place just wasn't the same with the Etchy boys.
Welcome.
Nice community, have a good week. 3 weeks to go before Supercage finals kicks off. So, yes, watch your ashes, watch your, you know, bike racing, but keep your mind on the job. Have a good week. I'm Jock Reynolds.